This is Sharing Space, a program dedicated to starting the conversation that will one day end mental health discrimination. We do this by sitting down with various guests and discussing their stories, be it their own personal mental health story, one of advocacy, or what they've learned inside the mental health industry. All you need to do is listen to the different stories, then move the conversation from inside this space to the outside world. Each time we do this, we are one step closer to breaking down mental health stigma. This particular story deals with assault and may not be for you. If you are easily offended, please turn off now. All previous episodes are available on the Burst website if you would rather catch up on one of those. You can find the Sharing Space homepage by going to www.burst.co.uk/sharing-space. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk, and welcome to Sharing Space. Do you want to just tell us what was the traumatizing moment for you?
At the age of 19, I was sexually assaulted.
Okay. And you don't have to give us any details. That's not really what this is about. But after that incident, what kind of emotions did you go through?
Well, I remember feeling disgusting, and I'm not really sure why. I remember feeling, my world was just turned upside down. I couldn't understand why something like that could happen to me. I didn't understand why God let it happen. I didn't know what to do with myself. Honestly, I kept it to myself for a long time. I didn't want anybody to know. I mean, that's not something that you just bring up in regular conversation anyway, but I felt very, very, very alone.
And during the healing process, which I'm sure took a lot of time, did you seek help early on or not really? Because you said you didn't want to tell people and, you know, feeling ashamed for something that you didn't do can make it to where you don't really want to reach out. Is that something that you experienced?
Yeah, I definitely did not get help early on. When I got to a point where I wanted to talk to people, I did think about counseling, but I don't know. I can't even tell you why I didn't go. I just didn't. And then I just slowly started telling people that were close to me. And that was when I noticed that some healing was happening, even though it was still fresh, I guess. In my mind, it was still fresh. I probably didn't tell anybody until maybe a year or two later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely still fresh to me, even if it was a year later.
Yeah. Well, I think any kind of wounds, especially emotional ones, can be brought back at any point, and I don't know, they still kind of remain fresh. So once you started to reach out and talk to people, how did you begin that healing process? What did you do to kind of cope?
Well, it might sound really bad, but honestly, I started to kind of joke about it. Everybody copes differently, so if somebody calls me a bad person, then that's fine. But it was my own way of coping. I'm not gonna say I joked necessarily about the situation that happened to me, but anytime I would hear the word rape or sexual assault or anything like that, in order for it not to trigger bad emotions, I just tried to laugh it off. I mean, I didn't know how else to cope because since I didn't go to counseling, I didn't know, I guess, a professional way to cope about it. So the more people I told, and then they would, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I just kind of rubbed it off, or, you know, like I said, just joked about it. I didn't know how else to deal.
Yeah, well, I still think it's crucial that you reached out to people, even if it wasn't professionals, because like you said, everyone copes in their own way and deals with things differently, so I don't think there is a right or wrong answer. But you've said that you maybe should have sought counseling. Is that something that you feel? Do you feel that would have helped you if you would have considered that once you were ready to talk about it?
I think it would have. I think I would have felt less, I'm going to use the word dirty because that is how I felt. I feel like I would have felt less dirty for a less amount of time than I did. So I definitely do think that counseling would have helped. I mean, I think counseling would help even today, because it still does pop up in my mind. But I mean, I just, again, I don't know why I haven't actually sought counseling. I think I'm just too afraid, I guess, to tell someone that I don't know.
Yeah. So it's, you're still within the healing process.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's understandable. How do you feel now versus then? Like, where do you feel like you are in your journey?
I mean, I definitely feel, probably 80% better than I did back then. But like I said, it still does pop up every now and then. I mean, even sometimes having sex with my own husband, sometimes it's kind of weird. It pops up out of nowhere, and then I'll just kind of, literally cry, and then we have to stop. And I mean, he's extremely supportive, and I couldn't ask for a better person to be with me during this healing process. But like I said, I definitely am better, but it does come out every now and then.
So you've expressed that even though you're on this journey, that's exactly what it is. It's a journey, and it's something that will still always be a part of you, but through your support system, it's something that is getting better. And maybe one day, because as you've expressed, you'll consider counseling once you're ready to open up to someone that you don't know and continue on that journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at some point I do want to tell someone that doesn't know me or that I don't know, just to see, I guess, what their response would be and how, if they have a different way of, you know, helping me cope or moving on, which I'm sure they do, but one day.
Yeah. Everyone has to do things in their own time and in their own way, I think. But I think it's great that you reached out to your immediate support system and they were there for you. And it shows that having that there, like you said, having your husband and him being very supportive has helped you cope, even though this is still going to be a part of your life. It's something that it gets easier, or at least it's something that you think about less. And you can reflect on the good moments and the moments that you share with that support system instead. What advice would you give to anyone else going through what you went through?
And just tell somebody, whether it's whether it is a counselor, whether it's your best friend, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever. I would definitely tell somebody. I mean, it can even be a suicide hotline. I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter who it is, as long as it's someone that you feel comfortable telling and that you feel like won't judge you for going through that. Definitely, I think getting it off of your chest at least once is an enormous amount of progress, because keeping something like that to yourself is not healthy at all. And if you try to deal with it by yourself, you're not going to deal with it. You're just going to mask it, and you're, you know, most likely going to probably get into some other things that you don't need to be, like drugs and stuff like that, because you don't know how to cope with it. So I would definitely tell somebody.
And what advice would you give to someone who has reached out, is on that process to healing like yourself, but hits one of those road bumps and kind of falls back on those feelings, but they still need to keep going, to keep coping and to keep healing?
I would say, I mean, whoever you talked to, either whether it was the first person you told or someone after that, I would just call them up and say, hey, I'm thinking about this again. I'm having anxiety. I don't know what to do right now. And hopefully whoever that person is can stop what they're doing and be there for you. And, you know, just take a minute and talk to you, because that is what you're going to need, is someone to talk to, and that is willing to drop what they're doing if they can, you know, and to just take a minute and talk with you. Because I know for me, sometimes it is just like an anxiety attack, and I probably bring it on to myself, but luckily I can just roll over and tell my husband, like, hey, just hold me, or, you know, whatever the case is, or wherever I'm at, or I can call him while he's at work. I mean, just whenever it does come up.
No matter what, there is help, and you just have to accept that it's part of a journey.
Right.
But thank you so much for sharing your story. Hopefully someone out there listening will relate to that in some way or another, and it'll help them get through a difficult time.
I hope so too. Hopefully my words will help someone out there.
If you or someone you know has experienced any kind of assault, there are tools and information available on the Sharing Space homepage, including the link to this story. You can find the homepage by going to www.birst.co.uk/sharing-space. This homepage also contains links for related tools and information for all previous stories. If you feel any of the tools or information related to this or any previous story might be useful to yourself or someone else, they're there for your disposal, so check them out and feel free to forward them to someone else. Thank you for taking part of the Sharing Space initiative, And if you're looking for a way to start the conversation, but don't know how, the easiest way is to send a link to the homepage or one of the stories for someone else to listen, and then you have common ground to start the conversation outside of this space. This has been a burst.co.uk production. It was produced and presented by myself, Alison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell, and the conversation was pre-recorded.